Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Part of the Triple M NRL family, Brent Reid. Reedy, how are you?
I'm all right. I just touched down and got to Canberra, had a shower and realised I turned up with no deodorant. But so steer clear of me tonight, lads.
Just put some aftershave under your arms. That's what I did.
I didn't bring any out either.
Oh, mate. That's
got nothing.
That's a double entendre.
Reedy, what have we told you about coming on air and talking about your showering, mate?
Sorry, guys. It just hit me.
All right, we'll sharpen us up with a bit of news. Now, give us a bit of a health report on the two teams tomorrow. We know these teams tonight are all set, ready to go, but there's rumours of some injuries coming out of both the Storm and the Roosters.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the Roosters, you know, if you remember last year, 12 months ago, we had the whole Cooper Cronk saga. Now we've got the Luke Keary, Jake Friend saga. And Jake, you know, it's obviously that arm with Jake, but there's talk about a calf injury with Jake that's a bigger issue for him. Luke Keary is a bit of speculation about the moon. He was a moon boot. Now, Trent Robinson refused to get involved in it today and talk about it. And I can tell you that Melbourne privately are just very cynical about this because, you know, 12 months ago, I think they allowed themselves to get a bit distracted by the whole Cooper Cronk scenario. Mm. And I think, you know, I think they were a bit disappointed. I think they thought they let themselves down a bit leading into that grand final because they allowed that to become a distraction to them. And they've just greeted this news with just contempt, really, to be honest. And Craig had asked about it today and made it pretty clear he couldn't care less whether Keary was there or not. So there's certainly a bit of cynicism in the Storm camp about this because here we are 12 months later, we're going through the same thing. And I think they just find the whole thing a bit convenient, really.
Vunivalu, we hear, maybe has a slight injury as well, Reedy.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I was with Mel today and I just quickly went by the hotel to have a chat with some blokes and, you know, I didn't think there was no real issue when I was having a chat to them there. So,
okay.
You know, I'd be surprised, although you just never know. It's that time of the year, isn't it? But, you know, obviously they've got depth there because Will Chambers isn't even in the team. Well, he's in the 17. He's on the bench, isn't he, at the moment? So I don't know how they'd shuffle that around if Punavala was out. I suppose maybe a Scott would go to the ring, or Olam maybe go to the wing. So they've got depth to cover it if it comes to that. But we'll have to wait and see, won't we?
It's interesting, MG, because in American sport, I'm thinking NFL specifically, these teams would be fined if they weren't disclosing medical issues with their players this close in a regular season game, let alone a prelim final.
Yeah, you know what? I if you let them, like as Reedy just mentioned, a really good point about Melbourne last year, letting the whole Cooper Cronk thing get under their skin. If you're a professional rugby league team, you got to worry about your own backyard, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You don't worry about what the other guys are doing.
All right, speaking about backyards, Reedy, the Dragons one is in a bit of a mess, but there might be some help on the way to clean it up.
Yeah, look, I reckon we might know something about this by the end of sort of next week, maybe early after the grand final. And look, there's two models they're considering. One is a coaching director where a bloke like Tim Sheens will come in. The other one, which is the more likely model, is they bring an experienced assistant. Shane Flanagan's obviously the name there. And, you know, they're in talks with Flano. And I would think that that's the way they're going to go. Obviously, Paul McGregor was going to keep his place as the head coach there. And it looks like Shane Flanagan may join them potentially as early as the end of next week, if not that, quickly after the grand final. So Shane Flanagan, he only got cleared, a week ago. It looks like he'll be back in a job. He's obviously can't start till mid-December, but it looks like he might be back in employment, if not by the end of next week, then early the week after. So it's a good result for the Dragons, I think. I mean, he's a good coach, Flano, and you know, I think he'll help Mary, to be honest.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? We know that Gus Gould has done his intense review of the Dragons, and he's pinpointed a couple of things. One is the way that the assistant coaches have input into the whole procedure, and two is how the pathways and juniors are coming through at the Dragons as well. So it looks like they've acted immediately upon Gus's request.
I think one of the things that Gus suggested was that he needed more experience around him, Paul. So, I mean, Flano will give him that, won't he?
McGregor needs more experience. Reedy needs more hygiene products. Get yourself Get yourself to a chemist, a 7-Eleven, whatever. Buy yourself some deodorant. You owe it to the rest of the media who are going to be sitting around you tonight, Reedy.
I might drop in the box and annoy you blokes.
Yeah, I've got some Norska here in my bottle. Here, come
on. Oh,
Norska!
I'm there, MG.
I'm Scandinavian, mate. Why not? You've got to have Norska.
I'm a Brew 33 kind of guy.
No, mate.
Oh.
That says it all about you.
God, you two are old, aren't you? This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Hey, you want to join us at our Grand Final Uncut show? Now's the time. 133353 if you want to be there.